The great singers from the golden era of soul tend to fall into one of two categories. There's gospel soul, whose vocal technique comes from the church, with singers like Aretha Franklin or Wilson Pickett, who actually started singing in church. And then there's country soul, which tends to be quieter and sung by people with rural backgrounds, like Arthur Alexander, Swamp Dog, and the master of country soul, Percy Sledge. Rhino Records has recently released Sledge's complete Atlantic recordings. Here's rock historian Ed Ward.
Percy Sledge was unhappy. His high school sweetheart had dumped him and gone to L.A. to be a model, taking one of his best friends with her. It was Christmas Eve, 1965, and he was performing with the Esquire's Combo at a health club in Sheffield, Alabama. In the middle of the set, he just lost it. "Just hit me a chord on the keyboard," he told the organist Pop Wright, and he began improvising a song, "Why Did You Leave Me, Baby?" Quinn Ivey, who'd been producing some records locally, was there and invited him to record it. It was the moment Percy'd been waiting for, ever since he'd left Layton, Alabama from Russell Shoals, a larger town where Arthur Alexander and Percy's cousin, Jimmy Hughes, had already recorded hits. He'd been bugging Jimmy to tell Rick Hall, the owner of Fame Studios, where Jimmy'd recorded, about him. There were a bunch of young white guys hanging around the studio, writing songs and playing in the house band, including Dan Penn, Spooner Oldham, and Jimmy Johnson, and when Percy approached them with "Why Did You Leave Me, Baby?", they thought the melody was great, but the lyrics needed work. Percy went to his mother's house and worked steadily for 3 weeks, and finally came back to Quinn Ivey with the new version. Explaining his absence, he told Ivey, "When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else." Ivy's ears perked up, and he and Percy and a few of the other guys got to work, and before long, they set Percy up in the vocal booth and started recording. Meanwhile, in New York, Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records was in search of a new studio in the South to record soul artists in, and when he got a call from Rick Hall about "When a Man Loves a Woman," he asked to hear it. He signed Percy Sledge right away and took the record and added some extra horn parts in a Memphis studio, then Rush released it. "Doesn't it sound better now?" he asked Hall during a phone call. Hall had to tell him that, in the rush, Wexler had released the original version. It sold like crazy, hitting the top of the soul and pop charts in early 1966. 3 months later, Percy had another hit, "Warm and Tender Love," but it was with Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham that he was to do his most spectacular work. They seemed to be able to write songs that fit his sense of drama perfectly.
"I see you walk with me. I see you talk.
Both "Warm and Tender Love" and "It Tears Me Up" were hits in 1966. Top 10 soul, top 20 pop, against heavy competition. But the greatest Penn Oldham masterpiece in his career didn't do very well at all. Maybe there was just too much else happening in 1967, or maybe the song was too subtle for the radio.
"When least expected, fate stumbles in. Bring light to the darkness. Oh, what a friend. I needed someone to call my home. Suddenly, how left me.
Remarkably eclectic range of material. Country songs, Ray Charles songs, Bee Gees songs, and made them all his own. There's probably no two soul singers as dissimilar as Percy Sledge and Wilson Pickett, but listen to what he does with Pickett's first hit. Found a Love, though, was only released in Germany, which was symptomatic of where soul music was in 1974, in decline in the United States. Percy was still big in Europe, and he was huge in South Africa, where his 1970 tour, in the middle of a cultural boycott, didn't help his image back home. But as times changed, Percy Sledge didn't. He was nominated for a Grammy in 1995, and in 2005, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's still at it, not touring as much as he once did, but still playing, mostly in the South. Go see him if you get a chance.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France and blogs at wardinfrance.blogspot.com. He reviewed Percy Sledge, the Atlantic recordings. You can listen to three tracks on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts. You can also join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.